We're back here in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine, and today we are joined by the CBSSports.com NFL draft expert. That is Rob Rang. Rob, it's a very exciting time. All the players are here. Any surprises so far in Indy?
You know, not so far. I mean, everything that we've seen on tape is just proving itself out here in the weight room tests, and so far we haven't seen any of the 40-yard dash times for the elite athletes. Obviously, we're seeing the offensive linemen, which from a Giants perspective, of course, is something to take in to make sure that they're watching closely.
Well, let's talk about the offensive linemen. I've seen a couple other draft experts like yourself say you can find a starting offensive lineman caliber of player rounds 1 through even as deep as 4. Is the position that deep?
It really is. That's one of the exciting things about this draft class, is that how much better this year's class is compared to last year, including along the offensive line. I mean, there are some really talented football players that a year ago likely would have been in the top 30, top 40 picks. They're going to be available in the 3rd to 4th rounds this year.
And that's saying something, considering last year set a record for most offensive linemen taken in the first round in the history of the draft. The Giants pick at 12. How many offensive linemen do you expect to be off the board by the time the Giants pick at number 12?
Well, I certainly expect the top two guys, Auburn's Greg Robinson and Texas A&M's Jake Matthews, to be off the board. If either of them are available to the Giants number 12, I think the guy runs to the podium, because we're talking about two very, very talented players. But, Michigan's Taylor Lewan makes a lot of sense. Notre Dame's Zach Martin also makes a lot of sense, not only very successful in pass protection, I should say, but also maulers in the running game. And considering the struggles the Giants have had on the offensive line in recent years, I think each of those players, due to their all-around skills and their durability, would make a lot of sense.
Now, I want to stay on the offensive side of the ball. I'm going to go to tight end a little bit here. I've seen a lot of mock drafts have as many as 3 tight ends going in the first round, maybe even one in the top 10. Break down that top tier at the tight end position for me.
Well, you got Eric Ebron from North Carolina is the elite athlete of the bunch. Then Washington's Austin Seferian Jenkins is a much more smooth athlete, but he's not necessarily going to blow you away, the Jimmy Graham type of athlete. But he has incredible body control for a man at 6'6", 270 pounds. And then Jason Morrow from Texas Tech is a little bit more in that Jimmy Graham mold. Isn't going to give you much as a blocker, but he really can take the top off the defense and extends very well with his hands, can make the difficult receptions.
Now, you mentioned Ebron. Is he a guy that can catch and block, or is he more of a receiver when it comes to the tight end spot?
He reminds me a lot of Vernon Davis, the 49ers, in that he is an elite athlete who can block at the point of attack because of his athleticism and because of the fact that he is explosive and aggressive. His technique wavers a little bit, and I think that he likes getting the ball in his hands rather than being a blocker. So that's going to be one of the question marks, is he going to be a guy who is going to compete as well as a blocker when the focus isn't on him so much as it is when he does catch the football?
Do you consider Justin Gilbert to be the top corner, bar none, right now on this draft board? Is he going to be the first one gone?
I think he is going to be the first cornerback selected. He is a little inconsistent as well. He's a phenomenal athlete. And his big play ability and his athletic ability that I think we're going to see during the combine session, I think is really going to help boost his draft stock. He's a guy who led the Big 12 with 7 interceptions this past year, has 6 kickoff returns for touchdowns over his career. Just kind of speaks to his playmaking ability. For my money, Michigan State's Darquez Dennard is actually the more well-rounded player, but I do have some reservations about his straight-line speed, and I think that's where Justin Gilbert's going to kind of move himself above Dennard on a lot of people's boards this week.
And those corners tried to shut down a lot of very talented wide receivers in NCAA football, and 3 of them are supposed to go very high in this draft. Can you just differentiate for me a little bit what the differences are between the top wide receivers that are supposed to go in this draft?
Well, Sammy Watkins, in my opinion, from Clemson, is the elite wide receiver. I mean, there's just no question about that. I mean, he is a guy that, roughly 6'1", 215 pounds. He has good size, not elite size. But what he does possess is instant acceleration. He snatches the ball out of the air, is able to secure it quickly, and then he's gone. And there's not many receivers, even in the NFL, that have his instant explosiveness. I mean, he's almost like a Torrey Holt type of guy. So he's the most interesting guy, in my opinion. Marquise Lee from Southern Cal, if he had a Biletnikoff Award type of season as a junior, like he did as a sophomore, we might be talking about him as a top 10 pick as well. Similar type of explosiveness as the player I mentioned just a moment ago, Sammy Watkins, but at the same time, he's a little bit smaller. He's more in that 6 foot, 195-pound range, has struggled with durability throughout his career, so there are some concerns in that way. I'm very high on Texas A&M's Mike Evans, roughly 6'5", 230 pounds, I mean, complete opposite of the other two receivers you already mentioned. reminds me a little bit of Tampa Bay Buccaneers star Vincent Jackson, in that he is just a thoroughbred on the outside. He can go up and catch the ball at its highest point, really compete with cornerbacks because of the fact that he does have such great size. Man, he also plays with incredible aggression, physicality for a wide receiver.
Finally, let's focus in on the Giants. Obviously, free agency hasn't happened yet, so a lot of things can change. We're very early in the process. Combine's not even over yet. But where do you think value will meet the Giants best in terms of a position when they select number 12 in May?
Well, it's tough to say just because this is such an extraordinary draft class. I think that they are certainly going to be great value at number 12 spot. You know, whether it be an offensive lineman like Taylor Lewan from Michigan, as mentioned before, to me, he makes a great deal of sense at that spot. He plays the physicality and the durability that you're looking for. Especially in the NFC East division, you certainly need that, as well as a cornerback. If Justin Gilbert is available, obviously cornerback has been an area of concern, just to, especially considering the high-flying passing attacks that you see in the NFC East. That makes some sense. And even a wide receiver, if somehow the Sammy Watkins falls all the way down there, he would be the best player available at that spot.
Rob, great stuff as always. We appreciate the time. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Stay tuned to Giants.com. More coming from Indy all weekend long.